But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
7 o'clock hour here on 96.5 The Fan. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens with you. Rob Gronkowski has the Chiefs winning on Sunday. He was on Kay Adams' show up in Adams. I'm actually going with the Kansas City Chiefs. They're going to pull it off and win by four. Okay.
Bold.
Love that theory. Would not be mad about that whatsoever, if I'm being honest.
Win by four, that means down by three with 90 seconds left, and Patrick Mahomes leads them down the field. Yeah,
well, then you don't win by four, though. Then you only win by three because you don't need to kick the extra point.
Well, I was saying they leave them some time, maybe.
Because I envisioned that. They score with zeros on the clock.
Yeah, that's
last
true.
Play
that's
touchdown,
fair.
They win. Oh, God. What do you do
speak
if you're Buffalo?
Into existence.
Last play of the game, Patrick Mahomes hits Travis Kelce in the end zone for the game-winning touchdown.
Trying out our new sport for a minute.
I'll piss myself.
I mean, if you're Buffalo at that point in time, what, do you just contract? Do you say the hell with the new stadium? We're done.
Done.
Seriously,
does the clock tick zero? You said,
yeah. As the clock hits zero, the last play of the game, like they snap it with 2 seconds left because they spiked it at like the 11-yard line, and you've got 2 seconds left. One final play, you're at the 11. You're down three.
See, they would kick it, and they'd play for OT. So, I mean, I hate to be the party
down
peeper.
Four.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, as I say, they're down three, balls the 11, there's 2 seconds.
All right,
Harrison,
right,
let's do this again.
No, you're right about that. Yeah. I was like, yeah, they probably kick it there and head to overtime. But no
doubt.
Down four, no. Yeah. 2 seconds left, 11-yard line, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, touchdown, Chiefs
cover.
Win.
Yeah, they cover.
Cover. Chiefs win, Chiefs cover. Everybody has a good time. We all leave Arrowhead excited.
Please.
God, probably wouldn't make it to the show on Monday. I would actually probably just Uber Monday morning.
I mean, what tells you that it's not going to be some unbelievable ending in this football game, right? There's every game that the Chiefs and Buffalo, for the most part, have played in the postseason has been pretty epic, right? The first one was great because it was our first win and all that kind of stuff, and that was fun. And then
Josh
you beat
Allen
them the 13-second game, then you beat them up in Buffalo and in grand fashion, like. Even the regular season games have been very memorable with big plays at the end. Like, this is going to come down to the final couple minutes of the game, you know? And I hate to be the whoever has the ball last because that's so cliche, but that's kind of how this game feels, man. It feels like it's just going to kind of seesaw back and forth, and whoever has the last opportunity to do something is probably going to be the team that, you know, that wins this game. Or maybe the defensive team comes up with a big play and strip sacks the quarterback or something big like that, and the crowd goes wild. Like, I just don't see this being a blowout.
You say it's cliche. The last team or the team that's the ball last will win, but the Chiefs are 3-0 in every single matchup they've had the ball last, right? Like they missed the field goal last year. Chiefs get the ball with 1:43, run the clock out, right?
Yeah.
13-second game, 13 seconds, overtime, game over.
Right.
And then I guess in the AFC Championship game, Allen had the ball, but Chiefs end up getting the ball back, kneel it out, game's over.
Right.
I think the other big deciding factor in this game is defense. And I know the other games in the past have been, I think last year was 27-24. The 13-second game ended up being like 42-38 or something like that. And then the first round matchup, I think, was like 28-38. I think it was a 10-point game, something like that. A lot of points on the board, I think, in all these matchups. But if defense wins championships, speaking of cliches, then the Chiefs have the advantage in this matchup.
Mm-hmm.
They have the number one scoring defense. Right. Now, let's
and
not
that's
be,
the only thing that matters.
Let's not be super biased. Buffalo is second in scoring defense.
Well, they're not first.
Yeah, exactly. Buffalo and Josh Allen like to pass the ball. The Chiefs are fifth in passing yards allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Bills are close. They're seventh in passing yards allowed. But on all levels of the defense, I believe this Chiefs team is better. Buffalo's got a decent, good defense. It's not the defense they've had in the past. Now, again, when they were number one in DVOA on both sides of the ball, since they're the number one team because they had the third best defense and the number one offense the year they did the 13-second game, 42 points on the board. So you'd be like, well, defense is irrelevant. Well, that's just two quarterbacks were just born into the league that
defense
night.
Defense was very relevant in the final 13 seconds of that game.
So all levels for the Chiefs defense, in my opinion, call me a homer if you want, are better than in Buffalo's. I think our defensive line is better. I think our linebacking core is better. Some people might disagree with that take. I think the secondary from safeties to corners are better as well. The experience the Chiefs bring into this game with the magnitude this game is on the line, there's a lot of players in this Buffalo team that know what the playoffs are like. This game is different. Buffalo didn't play in this game last year. Buffalo's never won this game against this team in the past. And now you have this young, talented defense that, I mean, they played Josh Allen last time they played and they lost 30-21. Whatever you want to call that touchdown run at the end of the game, fine, whatever. They end up winning by 9. But this is a game in which I think if the defense does, in fact, is the cliche, the defense gets you to where you need to be in the playoffs, the Chiefs do have the upper hand. So if you're looking at this game like, I don't know how to feel, I don't know where to lean, you could start a head coach and quarterback. Obviously, the Chiefs have a slight advantage there, right? Mm-hmm. You would take Andy Reid over McDermott, Mahomes and Allen. You would still take Mahomes over Allen. Defensively, I like the Chiefs' chances on the defensive side because of what they've shown, what they've proven, and what they have.
Well, I think if you're looking at that Buffalo game as a blueprint or a carbon copy or a way to kind of handicap this game, you're doing it the wrong way. That game in Buffalo is totally irrelevant. And so if I hear the talking head say, well, look at what they did against. No, I don't believe Steve Spagnuolo had his best game plan that day. And I don't believe Andy Reid had his best game plan on offense that day either, because they knew this game was going to happen.
And you're also on record saying they kept it evergreen.
Right.
They weren't showing or very vanilla. They weren't. Why? It's week 11.
Why? It's week 11. There's no reason to show anything, especially against a team that you're going to be playing later in the year, whether it's in the divisional round or the championship round.
They scripted this matchup.
You knew you were going to be facing the Buffalo Bills in the postseason. Everybody knew it at that point in time, right? So if you're the Chiefs, right, it'd be nice to win the game. But if you're Buffalo, hey, it feels good to win this game, right? They probably put more out there than the Chiefs did. I mean, just look at their game plan from an offensive standpoint and a defensive standpoint. Very vanilla that day. Very vanilla, very bland that day. And I think that's done with a purpose. Everything that this organization does, from the rug that's down in the locker room to the pads that they're wearing to the food that they're eating, like everything is done with a purpose inside this organization. I don't believe that they went to that Buffalo game saying, all right, let's go and put our best foot forward, show everything to try to win a regular season game, because the regular season for this organization is vastly irrelevant. Let's go to Buffalo. Let's put a vanilla game plan out there. We're not going to show them anything because we know, when we see them in the playoffs, we don't want them to have any tape. And it's going to be a completely different game plan from a defensive standpoint and an offensive standpoint than what you saw against Buffalo. And so when you hear the talking heads going, well, if you go back to week, no, you can't go back to week 11 because week 11 is like, it's totally irrelevant when it comes to this matchup.
Not only that, and of course, it's also irrelevant because of what Sal Capaccio told us yesterday, the sideline reporter for the Buffalo Bills.
Here's who the players for the Bills missed and the Kansas City Chiefs missed in the last game. There's five really notable players for each team. For the Bills, Matt Milano, Spencer Brown, Dalton Kincaid, Keon Coleman, and Juwan Smoot. None of them played. For the Chiefs, Isaiah Pacheco, Marquise Brown, Jalen Watson, Charles Omenihue, Harrison Butker. I mean, really, like that's a totally different, it's basically 5 out of 11 guys. We want to go one side of the ball there, either way. For the Bills, I think Spencer Brown being out that game was big. Now, listen, Ryan Vandermark did a really nice job. But Spencer Brown is a really good right tackle, guys, and he helps their running game a ton. And one of the biggest differences was the Bills could not run the ball against the Chiefs that game. And, outside of Josh Allen, I think they had less than 3 yards of carry. But the Bills have been very good running the ball most of the year. They've been very good against the two best rush defenses in the NFL the last two playoff games. They did a really good job against the Broncos and the Ravens.
So, again, A lot of players didn't play in that first game. So ironically, a matchup that we've seen multiple times will be completely different than the last time we've seen it in the most recent period of these two teams playing each other.
Yeah, exactly. And the, you know, as you mentioned, the injuries factor in as well. So that week 11 game, that's like going back and looking at Chiefs Jacksonville in week two of a year ago. You know, like, you might as well go back and look at that game, because that may give you more than what you're going to get and what you're going to take away, you know, from that week 11 matchup. And that's the beauty of Andy Reid, and that's the beauty of, you know, Steve Spagnuolo and these guys. They've been around the block. They understand what to do. They know who the playoff teams are going to be. We're not showing our hand in a regular season game against you guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think we talk about the guys who are, you know, back and didn't play in that last game. That also means some guys that did play won't be playing, one of which, number 13, Nazi Johnson for the Chiefs, will not see the field nearly as much. Mm-hmm. Targeted 13,
that's a shame.
Targeted 13 times in that first matchup. He allowed 9 receptions over 100 yards and a touchdown.
Now, he was pretty bad in that game.
He got burnt.
Right?
Yeah, he did. Josh Allen targeted him.
Is he still around? Like, I haven't heard that name mentioned in a while.
He's just not playing.
Yeah, there's a reason why. I think the last time we heard about Nazi.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Jesse Johnson was Buffalo.